Hello once
Blog
again.
Talk Radio.
Hello once again. Welcome to the Heavenly Father's Last Call. We thank you for joining us. We want to thank the Heavenly Forefather for giving us another opportunity to be able to minister you today. And also we got another dynamite show. My name is Rodolph Bay Israel.
And I'm Adir Bay Israel.
And we're here today to minister to our nation. And when we say our nation, we mean the 12 tribes of Israel. We talk about the Afro-Americans, Native Americans, and the Latinos. We do this show every week to minister to our nation, to give them the understanding of who they are, what they are, where they going. And we just want to thank you again for joining us. And we do have a phone number that we can be reached at, which is 845-241-9966. And we also offer several other ministries that we do during the week. And if you go to the Upper Room Israelite.com, and that again is UPPERROOM Israelites, ISRAELITE.com. And you can find several ministries that we do. We have a food ministry, which we just changed the day to my mother's name, the Sandra Johnson Food Ministry.
Wow.
And also, nice. Yeah, the brothers changed it today. Also, and that was a blessing from the Heavenly Father.
Yeah, that's
nice. And also we have several different video ministries that's done. Our brother Yaquab does a video ministry on Tuesdays and Fridays. And if you go to the Upper Room, you can see the times that it's done. And also our brother Deer does a video too. And our brother Yaquab also does a Blog Talk Radio show, as we do it now, as we do our Blog Talk Radio show on Sundays at 1 p.m. And you can find all of that at the Upper Room Israelite.com. So being that's been said, we got a very, very, very dynamite show. And our topic today is called The Cup of Dregs. The Cup of the Dregs. Now, you know how I like to do. I like to start us out with a scripture before we go into the cup of dregs. And the scripture that came after me, what came to my mind, was Jeremiah 25:31. And it reads, "A noise will come even to the ends of the earth, for the Lord has a controversial with the nations. He will plead with all flesh. He will give them that are wicked to the sword, saith the Lord." Now, the reason that I brought this scripture up is because now we can find all throughout the scriptures the Heavenly Father bringing judgment. But this particular judgment here, this is going to come to the ends of the earth, you see, which we're talking about now, you see. The Heavenly Father is going to deal with the nations in this time, you see. And I like when it said he's going to plead with flesh. See, a lot of our people, when the Heavenly Father say plead, he don't mean like he's going to plead or beg them. Right. No, the Heavenly Father means he's going to judge them. He's going to deal with them, you see. He's going to deal with them wicked people, you see. He ain't begging them, you know. He's going to deal with them. He's going to judge them, you know, because that's why I said that are wicked to the sword. Right. So the Heavenly Father is going to judge them.
Right.
So, you know, just showing you that the scriptures, you know, it specifically say how the Heavenly Father is going to deal with these nations. And it's going to be a heck of a time, you know, like the nations. You know, we talk about this. We talk about judgment. You know, we talk about how, you know, we can't wait to get there. But I'm going to say this, you know, just talking to the brothers and, you know, and ponder it in my mind, it's going to be heavy. The judgment is going to be very heavy, you know, and it's not something that, you know, we do look forward to so we can get out of this reality, but it's going to be a lot of people that got to pay for the things that they have done to our nation,
right.
You know,
right.
And the Heavenly Father is not going to have no mercy. You see, no mercy at all. So that's something to think about. That is definitely something to think about in our minds because, you know, we always talking about Judgment Day, but yet when they get here, we're going to see how bad it really is.
Yeah. Now, like my brother was saying, a lot of these Gentiles, like he was saying, they think they're getting away with something, you know, for all we have done to us. They don't acknowledge our plight. They think they have gotten away with something, you know, man, we beat the mess out of them. We do them dirty and we're going to get away with it. But we're going to go to Jeremiah 25 and 28. And it says, it shall be if they refuse. I'm just stay with 28. It says, it shall be. And this is talking about the Gentiles who say, man, I even though they try to punish me, I ain't going to take it. You gonna take it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a, and this is about the dregs. And it shall be, if they refuse to take the cup at thy hand to drink, then shall thy say unto them, thus saith the eternal heavenly Father of hosts, ye shall certainly drink. Now, when it say the eternal heavenly Father of hosts, what he talking about? He talking about the host of destruction that he has created, like we were talking about, Nibiru.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? When he bring Nibiru on this earth, how are you not going to drink that cup of drinks?
Mm-hmm.
You cannot stop that thing. That's why he said, you shall surely drink. So that's what my brother talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Those who think they're going to get away
mm-hmm.
from the destruction of drinking the cup of the dregs, or you going to surely drink.
Right. Now, see, brother, that was very interesting. What you brought out, very interesting. Now, I like to point who's going to drink the cup of dregs. You see, you know, we say that this person is going to judge and who's going to be judged. But let me explain this. If you read at Obadiah 1:8, it gives us a specific people right. that's going to drink this cup of dregs. And at Obadiah 1:8, it says, shall I not in that day, said the Lord, even destroy the wise men out of Edom and understanding out of the Mount of Esau? So the Heavenly Father is telling us who's going to drink these dregs.
Right.
You see, and it says Edom or Edomites or Esau. So when you look up Esau, Edomites, he's talking about Caucasian people.
Right. And mm-hmm. they try to hide themselves so you don't know who they are. When you say, man, yo, who's Esau? Esau, just like, who's Esau? Esau, I don't know no Esau. Who's Esau? But look, like scriptures say in the Pseudepigrapha book,
mm-hmm.
it say you shall know Esau or Edom by his symbol.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what is the symbol of Esau?
The eagle.
You know what I'm saying? It's the eagle. You know what I'm saying? What's the American bird?
The eagle. Eagle.
What's Germany bird?
The eagle. Eagle.
What's London bird?
The
eagle. What's Sweden bird?
The
eagle. What's Paris bird?
The eagle.
And even the Russians, even though they called him the bear, what's on their military uniform?
The eagle.
So
it shows you, it just symbolized. See, they can't even hide it, brother. Even if they try to hide it, they can't hide it. If the Heavenly Father, him and Messiah expose them,
right.
even when they try to hide it, he bring it, he show you, okay, look at that symbol. What that's on
right,
that
right, right,
eagle?
Right.
You see? What's on that American flag,
right.
the eagle?
See?
So even when they try to hide the things that they're doing, the Heavenly Father is going to expose
right.
them. And they can't. There's no hiding.
Right.
You see?
Right.
There is no
right.
hiding.
Right.
And, you know,
well, I'm going to say this.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no high from light, brother.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's definitely.
Yo.
That's definitely. See,
yeah.
You can't you can't hide from us, you know.
And that's because the Eternal Father let us know who those people are.
That's right, brother. He definitely let us know. And see, you know what? See, he got to bring his judgment on them for the things that they do to us. Look, the things, how to, you know, they continue day after day, week after week, they torture our people. They killing us. They depress us. They make us poor. They don't want to give us clean water. They don't want. So they gotta be judged by this, you know. And things is looking bad. You know, it just looked real bad for our people. But we know the Heavenly Father is going to deliver us. This second Exodus is going to be a deliverance for us. But I found something very interesting that I want to tie into what we're going into about the dregs. Now, there was an account. Now, we all know the Heavenly Father destroyed Egypt to save our nation. Mm-hmm. But this account is just as special. Now, it's an account at 2 Kings 1935. Now, this is talking about Hezekiah, when Hezekiah was our king, mm-hmm. and it was up against the Assyrians. Now, the Assyrians was a mighty army, mm-hmm. mighty army. They were actually descendants from Nimrod. Mm-hmm. So these guys was giants. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. also for sport, they hunt lions.
Hey, look.
Right.
And a lot of people don't know that they was giants.
Right. They don't know they was giants. Okay. But I did some extensive research. Even though I knew they was giants, and I look at the things and the culture and things mm-hmm. they did, these guys hunted lions for a sport. And they got the king, I can't say his name, it's Scarborough or something like that. Mm-hmm. And this guy, they got a picture of him holding a lion by his throat, one hand, against the wall. So I'm going to read you an account, and I'm going to tie this in to what the point that I want to bring out. Okay, at 2 Kings 1935, and it reads, "It came to pass that night that the angel of the Lord went out and smote in the camp of the Assyrians 185,000. When they arose in the early morning, behold, they were all dead." Mm-hmm. Corpse. Dead corpse. Now let me make this picture clear. Now we're talking about when it says 185,000, and actually that's telling you 185,000 giant men, strong men. The Assyrian army was known as mighty strong men. And when you look in the scriptures, any pseudepigraphal book, when they say mighty, it mostly talk about giants. Right. So, being all that was said, so this army was about to go up against Israel and try to destroy Israel. Now, I want to give the Heavenly Father, let me show you the props. Let's give the Heavenly Father some props here. Because, see, when we look at these things, we sometimes just, oh, yeah, he just killed 185,000 men. No, the Heavenly Forefather slaughtered 185 giants. Mean, nasty, battle-ready men. Now, when you talk about 185,000, let's take three, if you take three stadium, football stadiums, it holds about 60,000 people.
Right.
Now, this one, it takes three stadiums and maybe a little more because it's 5,000, mm-hmm. maybe three stadiums and a half. Mm-hmm. Now, when you think about that, let's think. The Heavenly Father sent one angel. And he did it from night into the morning, within a few hours. Mm-hmm. Now, he destroyed mighty men ready to battle within a few hours. So that shows you the might of the Heavenly Father. So my whole picture is this. No matter how bad Israel may seem like they're in trouble, when the Heavenly Father comes to deliver us, he's going to deliver us. And the reason I say that is because today, Israelites, us, our nation, is in a bad state right now. We're surrounded by our enemies, and it's just getting worse by the minute. They're killing us. They're trying to starve us. They're not feeding us. They don't want to give us money. So we almost at wind's ick.
Right.
At wind's wick or end's wick. Wick's end. I mean, thank you, brother. We at wick's end. But guess what? Just like the Heavenly Father slaughtered the 185,000 for our nation.
Right.
He's going to deliver us again today.
Right.
And we don't got to worry about it because the Heavenly Father is going to make promise.
Right.
He's going to deliver us
right.
through all this madness
exactly.
that we're going through.
Exactly.
See?
Because like he said, my word shall not return void.
Right.
For what I have sent it out to do, it will accomplish.
Right. It's got to happen. I mean, you know, when the Heavenly Father said he's going to do something, it's already done. It's done before he even say it.
Right.
You see?
Right.
And that's what we need to remember as
right.
a nation.
Right.
We need to have that type of faith that, okay, the Heavenly Father said he's going to do it. All we got to do is be patient and allow it to happen because it's going to happen.
Right.
You know? But, you know, we can... Now, I can understand we've been beat down for so long,
right.
you know, and year in, year out, day in, day out, that it seemed like there's no hope.
Right.
But when is the most time that is for the Heavenly God, the Heavenly Forefather to show his glory?
Right.
When we at ends
right.
with,
right.
and then he come and deliver us.
Right.
Now you even glorify the Heavenly Father that more because you knew it was no hope and
right.
it was no way.
Right.
And only he can deliver us.
Right.
In that type of way.
And also, it also showed us that his glory is his glory.
Right.
Not to be given to anyone else. Now, I'm going to read something
mm-hmm.
about victory, what my brother talking about. Like he said, victory is already yours. All you got to do is proclaim it because it's already been given to you. Now, I'm in the Colburn Bible in Gleaning. And it say, this is talking about the power or the spirit that's put on individuals, angels, whoever it is, of what she is. It say, I am, this is Gleaning 16:6. It say, I am victory and the struggle for victory, but I am more. I am that which defeats defeat. Look at that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like he was saying.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? No matter what happened, you're going to win. It say, for I am the victory in defeat. I am the goodness of those who are good. See?
Mm-hmm.
For the righteous, you already victorious.
That's right.
No matter what, like he said. But I am more. For I am the success that arises out of I am the achievement remaining when all else has gone.
Mm-hmm.
So like he said, when you at the end and you think you're hopeless, victory shall appear because she will defeat all things and the achievement of failure.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So that brother, he's telling you some
truth. Right, you see. So as the Heavenly Forefathers nation, we shouldn't, our minds shouldn't be worried about is the Heavenly Father going to deliver us?
Right.
You know, he's going to deliver us. But what our minds should be focusing on is what are we doing to be delivered? Are we ministering to our brothers and sisters?
Mm-hmm.
Are we ministering to them and giving them the information and the things that's going to help them in the future? Are we glorifying the Heavenly Father, Messiah, and doing his will? Are we doing these things? That's our mission, to do these things.
Right.
You know, don't worry about being delivered. The Heavenly Father already told you
right.
he's going to deliver you.
Right.
You know, that comes with our faith.
Right.
You see?
Right.
But are we doing as like brothers, as our nation too? Are we ministering and doing the things that we're supposed to be doing
right.
during these times?
Right.
You see, so we know that the Heavenly Father is going to deliver us, but what's going to happen? What's going to happen? What's going to happen to the wicked? You see, what's going to happen to them? And I like to go to a scripture, too, that we can relate to today. And it's at Deuteronomy. Okay. It's at Deuteronomy 28:61. And at Deuteronomy 28:61, we can see this happening to the nations now. Okay? It reads like this. It says, also, every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of this law, them will the Lord bring upon thee, and to thou be destroyed. Now we see, see right now with the coronavirus taking place, you see, and it is destroying the nations. It is really, we see that thousands, hundreds of thousands is died from this plague.
And they're talking about it increasing.
And it's increasing. And as a matter of fact, this is the second wave, from what I understand. This second wave that's going to come is going to be worse than the first wave. So we see the Heavenly Forefather words to be true.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he is putting a plague on them that's destroying them right now. And we can physically see that on the news every day.
Right.
So his words, like you said, brother, is not coming back void. His words is coming back exact to the T,
right.
You know.
Right.
And what's really amazing is that the nations can't even see that the Heavenly Father is doing this.
Right.
You know, or they see it and they don't want to see it.
They don't want to see that hunger coming. But like he said, right. He said, first, my judgment shall begin in my house.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that's why I said we was the tribulation. You know what I'm saying? We got punished because he knew he was going to have to punish the righteous and the wicked.
Mm-hmm.
So he done punished us for what we have done. That was the tribulation. Now, he done ended this punishment in his house. Now, he about to punish the wicked. And
mm-hmm.
that is the great tribulation, or what they call it in scriptures, Jacob's what?
Jacob's trouble.
Jacob's trouble.
Right. And we know that Jacob's trouble is here, but it's not in full effect, but it is here.
Right.
You know, now when it gets into full effect, then you will really understand what's Jacob's trouble, because you're going to know, you see, because I believe at that time, Light Brother will leave the earth before that occurred.
Right, because it is not our, he already done dealt with his house first.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that's the problem with the Gentiles. They don't get that. He have dealt with us and have punished us. Now it's your turn.
Right. And we know the scriptures say there's no condemnation for brothers, I'm paraphrasing, for brothers that's in Christ Jesus. So, or Messiah, you know. There's no condemnation for brothers that's in Messiah. So because we know that we can't be under that type of judgment,
right.
You know, because there's no judgment for us.
And then,
mm-hmm.
and then like the, excuse me, brother.
Mm-hmm.
And then like you saying, how could we be under judgment, even though the Gentiles think that we
mm-hmm.
should be judged the second time around and they escape.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But we're the Gentiles. Like, oh, we're going to be raptured up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But how could that be fair if he judges in the first tribulation and then judges again in the great tribulation? That's
right.
Just not even fair at all.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that lets you know that we're not going to be judged. We're not appointed to wrath this time.
Right.
It's for the wicked this time. It's their turn.
You know what? I look at it like this, brother. The Edomites and the other nations, you know, it's a sickness. Like our brother said, Yaquai, he like to say, it's a mental sickness in their mind, you know. And with that mental sickness, they have to say, well, to themselves, well, the Heavenly Forefather is going to rapture me up after I destroyed them, killed them, beat
right.
them.
Right.
You see, it's a mental,
right.
it don't make sense.
Right.
But in their mind, it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So they sick from their own mental
mm-hmm.
illness,
mm-hmm.
you see, and they can't even control it. So they got to act this way. They got to be this way, you know. And, you know, it just reminds me how much pride they have to within it. You know, what they should be doing is apologizing, bowing down, even though it's too late,
mm-hmm.
you know, and asking the Heavenly Father for mercy and grace.
Mm-hmm.
But they can't do that.
Right, because they
right.
this their mentality.
Right.
Well, if I'm going to hell, you going to hell. A lot of people say, if I got the AIDS, I'm going to give you the AIDS.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's the mentality they have. You know, if we going to get punished, we going to make sure y'all punished too. So
right.
let's give y'all all the wicked desires of the world so y'all can make yourselves go up. Because that's the only thing that can make Israel fall is what? S-I-N.
Sin.
That's
right.
how they defeated us.
Right.
If we don't sin, there's no way under creation can we be defeated.
Right.
Only sin. That's our kryptonite.
Right. And see, that's what got us in the problem in the first place
mm-hmm.
when we sinned at Mount Sinai.
Right.
You see, if had we never did that, then we have never been in this position. The Heavenly Father would have never let them reign over us. But we had to learn our lesson and had to pay for that. So that's why we in this situation. But although that's been said, the Heavenly Father forgave us and he's going to bring us out of this, you know. But we just got to believe and keep faith that the Heavenly Father.
Right.
See, I found out that our hardest critics is ourselves.
Yeah.
We have to believe and listen to what Messiah and the Heavenly Father is trying to tell us.
Well, check this out.
You see, so we can be delivered.
Yeah. Read Lamentations 22.
Okay, let me get that. Let me
Lamentations 4:22.
Let me get that.
And that'll tell you that we have accomplished our punishment.
Lamentations 4:22.
Because that right there, I'm going to show you that our punishment is
up. Yeah.
You know.
Okay. Here it is. You're right, brother. It reads, the punishment
started at 21.
Okay.
And 22.
Okay. Hold on. Let me. Lamentation 4:21 and 22. Okay. And it reads, rejoice and be glad, O daughters of Edom, that dwelleth in the land of Uz. The cup also shall be passed through unto thee.
Hold on. What's going to pass it now?
The cup is also shall
what's
be
the name
passed.
Of, what's the name of our video?
The cup of the dregs. So, the cup also shall be passed through unto thee. Thou shalt be drunken, and thou shalt make thyself naked. The punishment of thy iniquity is accomplished. O daughters of Zion.
Stop again. Say that again.
O daughters of Zion.
Our cup is what?
It says, the punishment of thy iniquity is accomplished, O daughters of Zion.
See that?
Yep.
Our iniquities and transgressions and our punishment is over with.
Mm-hmm. And it says, he will no more carry thee away into captivity.
Mm-hmm.
He will visit thy iniquities, O daughters of Edom.
Mm-hmm.
He will discover thy sin.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, brother, he's telling us the plagues and dregs have passed us, and the plagues and dregs will be on them because he discovered their sin. In other words, he sees their sin.
Yeah.
So now he's going to deal with the nation.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to make this clear. We not glorifying in that. You know, I'm going to make that clear. We are not glorifying in that. Because I'm telling you, what we went through, man, that was the worst ever in heaven, like scriptures say. But we not glorifying in that. But if we had to pay for ours, don't think y'all not going to pay for y'all's.
Okay. Yeah. So I want to get back to the back, you know, thank y'all brothers and sisters for listening. And I want to make sure that if anybody listening to us, y'all can please give us a call at 845-241-9966. Again, that's 845-241-9966. Now, I don't see anybody that called us, but yeah, we had a phone call. Oh, I'm sorry, we missed the phone call. So, brother, we want to adjust it where we can hear the phone call because we missed it. Okay. Well, I apologize. We missed the phone call and we didn't hear it. We were busy talking and didn't hear it. But we apologize for that. So, hopefully, we'll catch this next one, you know. Let me see if is that let's see. Try to take that off call.